Alex Neilley, another 3 points away from home this time. Just how pleased are you, not just with that result, but with the performance of your team?
Yeah, well, I was pleased with the second half. You know, I think first half, anytime you go away from home, you need to be brave, you need to make sure you win your tackles, your headers, do the fundamentals, basically. I don't think we've done the fundamentals well enough. I'm not so sure that Birmingham were much better, to be honest. You know, they got the goal, but I didn't think the game was much. I expected a lot more from us. I don't think we did any of the good things that we have done until this point well. And I made the players aware of that at half-time. Then obviously I got the response that I got, which you couldn't have asked for any more from them. You know, I thought they won every second ball, they picked up every ball, they moved the ball well enough, they won their headers, they were strong. And when we needed bits of quality to finish moves off, we had it. So, I can't speak highly enough of this squad, because I think there's so many things that have happened over the last few weeks that we've had to contend with. We've lost our two captains. We've lost Paul Gallagher today, who's unwell. We've lost Darnell Fisher, who's been right back ever present all season. We've lost Ben Pearson. We've lost DJ. I mean, so if you think all they're all first-team starters for us. They're not squad players. And we've managed to come here and cope with all that and go out and deservedly win the game.
What does it say about the character of that group of players that they have the setback, go behind, go in at half-time behind and come back and perform like that?
Yeah, well, that's what I questioned at half-time. You know, obviously I gave them a tough time and I said to them, you can either shrink and go into yourself or else you can stick your chest out and go out and show everybody what you're capable of doing. You know, because winning away from home is not it's not like winning at home. Winning at home, everybody's on your side, it's easy, you play with confidence, you move the ball about. Winning away from home takes a bit more sort of ball than that. And I thought we had that in spades in the second half.
You mentioned quality a moment ago, certainly quality in the final third for the goals that you've scored. That must really please you as well.
Yeah, but I did say it was coming. You know, we spoke about that incisiveness. The pleasing thing for me is obviously DJ's quality for the first goal is excellent. It's something he needs to add to his game more because he's such a good player. And then we talk about the combination of the front three, and we've seen it in both goals.
How good was it to have Johnson back in there and providing not just the goal but the ammunition as well?
To be honest, if you asked him at half time, he'd have probably said, I didn't think it was very good because I don't think he'd done well enough first half. But second half, he was great. And you could see how much the goal meant to him as well. So, yeah, really, really pleased for him.
And Callum Wood's back in there. It's been such a long road for him to get back. It must be like signing a player for you to have him back available and able to start for you.
Yeah, and obviously with John Welsh during the week, who hadn't played in a year, played the game for us, played 90 minutes. Callum today, who hadn't played in a year, played the game for us. And that's the type of things that I'm talking about coping with. Do you know what I mean? And this squad's managed to take all that in its stride, and everybody that's come in has done as equally as well as the guy before them. So, really pleased for Callum. You know, he unfortunately couldn't last the game, he's sort of run out of steam. But I thought John Welsh as well coming in and seeing the game out for us. I mean, they all played their part.
Get this little run going, just how important is getting ahead of steam up and a bit of that magic word momentum?
Yeah, but I just think that when you set yourself standards and you know you can hit those standards, then that's what should be expected. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, you can always play poorly on the day. And what I say to them is, if I think that you're giving me everything you've got and we've not performed well enough in the day, I can accept that. But what I can't accept is being second to every ball, losing tackles, losing headers. And if you're going to accept that, then you're not going to do very well. You're all just going to be mediocre, and we don't want to be that.
Having set high standards early doors, how difficult is it going to be to maintain that all the way through to the end of the season now, or is that the challenge?
Yeah, of course that is the challenge, and that's my job to keep driving that. You know, and the one thing I can assure everybody, and I assured the players after the game as well, is I'll be demanding everything from them every day. And that's why they're performing so well, because the fact is, at the end of the game, all they're talking about is the players. I mean, and that's what I'm saying, you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your team, you're doing it for this club. So keep performing well, and you never know what can happen.